This is Town Square 49 Radio. For KSKA, I'm Dave Waldron. Today we're reading to children.
That's a good dinosaur.
Elizabeth Nikolai is the Youth Services Coordinator for the Lusac Library, and right now she's reading a dinosaur book to a group of very small children.
And dinosaurs, slimy.
Recently, the library expanded their second floor to include what they call the Play and Learn Center.
You see tons of books right at child level. I love it. I can see parents and kids reading together, which is so much fun.
But the Learning Center involves much more than reading. Inside of what looks like a massive fort of books, there are toys, inspirational messages, and interactive artwork on the walls. Nikolai says this is because early literacy is complex.
The first job a child has is playing. When a child plays, they're exploring the social roles, the fine and gross motor skills that they will need their entire life. They're learning verbal language and all sorts of interactive cues. So while it looks like, you know, just tables and benches and a bunch of toys, everything is really carefully selected to help children develop early literacy skills and really early learning skills for the rest of their life.
The emphasis at the Lusac is still books, though. After all, this is a library. Nikolai says reading at an early age is more important than most people realize, and that the library wants to do its part to combat low preschool enrollment and poor high school graduation rates in Alaska.
Far too often, people aren't necessarily aware of where their child should be or how to prepare their child. And so when they come into kindergarten for the first time, unless they've been in a Head Start program or a preschool, they're faced with educational norms that they may or may not be prepared for.
And Nikolai says the simplest thing you can do is read to your child as much as possible.
Studies have shown that if your child is exposed to 500 to 1,000 books before they reach kindergarten, it's the same educational advantage as growing up in a house with two parents with master's degrees. Obviously, most people can't afford 500 to 1,000 books. And you don't have to. That's why we have a library.
Now, you might be thinking, I could just download that many books for little to no cost on my iPad or Kindle, especially over 5 years, right? Nikolai says you could, but letting your child use an e-reader can be a slippery slope.
It looks like a solid light to you, but part of the American Pediatric Association recommendation is it's actually kind of a pulsing light, and we don't know what that does to developing brains. Children develop all of their brain connections in those first 3 years of life.
And Nikolai says when small children use a tablet device, they generally focus more on the screen and less on the person reading, limiting interaction, another important early literacy skill. She is an anti-e-reader, though, and says you can even check out digital books through the Lusac. In addition to the new Play and Learn Center, the Lusac has also expanded its Ready to Read Resource Center, which is a space on the fourth floor filled with stacks and stacks of plastic totes.
We have hundreds of these tubs, and you can see this is actually about 5,000 square feet of space dedicated to storing early literacy materials.
These totes are shipped out all across the state and are treated much like a library book. You check one out, you return it, you get another one. I ask Nikolai to pop one open.
It's got tons of board books and paperbacks, and it always comes with resources for adults. When we send out bags and resources for kids, it's always fun for us to send out something for the adult in their life.
Things like activity ideas and tools to assess your child's literacy progress. Nikolai encourages those who don't have access to libraries to utilize the ready-to-read totes. But for those close by Alaskans, she says an adventure to the Lusac is pretty hard to beat.
Munch, scrunch. Good job, guys.
I heard someone describe Lusac as Anchorage's living room. And I love that description. We want to be a place for the community to gather and to learn and explore and discover together.
And that's all for Town Square 49 Radio. For more stories about our community, or to find out how to become a contributor, check out the Town Square 49 blog on alaskapublic.org. I'm Dave Waldron.